What's going on, guys? Welcome to November's episode of Plus Club, the show where we play the games offered on PlayStation Plus throughout the month, and at the end of the month, we talk about them like a book club. My name's Seth, and joining me today is Chevy. Chevy, we just got through Thanksgiving weekend. It was a busy weekend, but hopefully you had a relaxing weekend. Hopefully you had a chance to relax, play some games, eat some food, and hopefully you're excited to talk about the games that we're going to talk about today, which were Dragon Ball Z, The Breakers, or is it just Dragon Ball The Breakers? I don't remember. Mafia 2, Alien Fireteam Elite. And yeah, how you doing?
Doing good. Survived Thanksgiving 2023.
True.
Did manage to sit down and just play some video games. That's a rarity, though I was in indie game mode and not playing anything that I should be playing.
So. Yeah, I got a lot to talk about for the upcoming Tasty Cast, because I spent a good chunk of my weekend also playing indie games, but also diving into Resident Evil 4 Remake finally. And I'm like getting close to the end, so I'll definitely be beating that this year, which is nice. We both played Dave the Diver, so we'll have to talk about that on Tasty Cast. I think we both played about the same amount of time. I think you're a little further than I am now.
I think I'm more time in, but like pace wise we're at the same spot.
Yeah, so. And then I've been playing a game called RoboQuest, which I beat in 16 hours, and I have a lot to say on that game. So yeah, I also sat around and played a lot of stuff, which is nice because I don't really have a chance to typically just put that much time into gaming as much as I would like to.
True.
But yeah, having the 4 days off just fucking was good for recharging my batteries. So
I don't know if I agree with you on that, but I don't sleep enough. So
Yeah, I feel that. All right. Well, good. You're doing good. And I'm doing good. Let's talk about the games we played in November. Real quick, though, we don't know the name, or we don't know the games for the names of the games for December. There's a lot of speculation out there, but I was reading different places and like they're all random, so nobody knows. So once we know, we'll let you guys know, and I'm sure you'll know by then. But yeah, can't really speculate or talk about the games for December. Hopefully they're good. The games we did play, though, were Dragon Ball The Breakers, Mafia 2, and Alien Fireteam Elite. I feel like we should probably start with Dragon Ball The Breakers.
Okay.
Let me switch over to this screen where you guys can see the gameplay. Dragon Ball The Breakers, surprisingly, because I had no idea what I was getting into when we played this game, is a Dead by Daylight asymmetrical battle royale style game where a team of up to 8 people have to essentially survive and escape with a time machine while somebody plays typically Cell, sometimes Broly, Frieza, and they're
a lot actually.
Yeah, and they're basically running around the map killing NPCs, destroying stuff, killing players, evolving their power level. Cell goes from like, you know, the small version of Cell to like, you know, I forgot all the stages of Cell, but you go through all the stages.
Yes.
And yeah, your whole task is to eliminate all the players. The players are playing their own made characters that you can customize in this game. The game features customization, a gacha system, and that was for perks, right? Or was that for no, that was for cosmetics. It's
for your temporary power-ups.
Oh, yeah. It's, we played earlier in the month, so I already kind of forgot about some of the stuff.
For turning into a creepy version of other heroes because it still maintains some of your appearance.
Yeah, so you make your own character, and then you're able to, when you're your character, you can't combat Cell or whoever the killer is, basically. But you can, every once in a while, get your power up where you can transform into, like, Goku, Gohan, any of the characters from Dragon Ball Z, or more than Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball, all of it,
the whole thing.
Yeah, but you keep your face, which is interesting. So you'll be playing as like, you know, like I said, Goku or Vegeta, but you still like my dude's face is stupid, and he would just have that same face. So it's kind of weird, but yeah, you at that point fly around, fight the enemy guy, and try to find, I think they're called power keys across the map, and put them into places where eventually you're able to all leave in a time machine Or there's other means of escaping, I forget what they're called, but they're basically like little portable, like multi-man time machine type things that can fly out.
It's Trunks' time machine.
Yeah, but you can abandon other people when you do that. And
sure can.
Yeah, did I miss anything? It's a really weird game.
Yeah.
In terms of premise.
It kind of has like a battle royale type thing too, where you can like delete parts of the map.
The villain can destroy certain parts of the map, and the battle royale aspect also is when you spawn, you run around, you're looking for gear, basically, to get the objective done. So that has a big battle royale feeling to it. We both played it, and let's jump into your impressions of Dragon Ball The Breakers in November.
Okay. I have very mixed feelings on this game.
Same. Very mixed.
So I like that you get to make a character. That's, you know, always a plus. And the game has a pretty decent amount of options, which I appreciate more so than I was expecting. Because like you, I didn't really know what I was getting into with this game.
I never looked into it. I thought this was going to be a fighting game.
Yeah, same. I also think the concept is interesting because there are a lot of, for lack of a better way to put this, because I don't know what the genre is called, but Dead by Daylight style games.
Asymmetrical.
That term gets used for so many different types of games, though.
Yeah. Well, people typically say asymmetrical when it's one versus many.
Okay.
Because people called, what was the name of that game that went under? Where you play as a monster trying to evolve and you have like a team of three.
Evolve.
Yeah. That was called asymmetrical. Dead by Daylight's typically referred to as asymmetrical. Friday the 13th. Wow,
whatever. The
And not to be confused with isometric, which is top down view.
Right. Anyway, so yeah, that genre is usually horror themed.
Yep.
Almost
always.
And so it's not a very attractive genre to me. And what this game has kind of shown me is that I don't think the genre is unattractive anymore. I just think I don't like horror theme that much. So I would be open to, and please, if you know any, leave a comment below, some titles.
But if you ever want to play Dead by Daylight, me and Cody would love to play with you, but,
I'm not
playing. It's not scary. It's not even really scary. It's just
stressful though.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit.
I've played it before. So, with you, in fact.
I don't remember that.
It was a long time ago. Mm. But so the formula is an interesting idea, and I always like aspects of it. I just don't like more so like the horror theme of it. This game, I think, handles the idea of it in a more calm manner. My biggest complaint though is even though you have eight people, don't have a chance. It feels like we played a lot of matches, I would say.
We spent a good chunk of the day playing.
And we, as the quote-unquote survivors, never, ever won.
Yeah, I won.
Even if we were bad, hypothetically, if we were bad, there has to be a cracked person out there somewhere who should be able to carry the team. And, it literally never happened. So,
yeah, before anybody is like, well, you guys got to get good, I think we played just fine. But the concept's not super intricate, but if you play any of these kind of games, you will get into matches where people suck, and you'll run into matches where people are like really fucking good, like in Dead by Daylight, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There's people there who will just like toy with the killer because they're just that confident, that good, and they'll save people, really carry the team. This game, those people don't exist. We ran into like three people in like half a day of playing.
That felt confident.
That went toe-to-toe with the killer every once in a while, but then got murdered eventually.
Yeah.
Like, they did a really good job fighting them. There's one time where this dude transformed and was fighting Frieza or something like that, and he got him, like, 75% down or whatever, maybe a little further. I was like, holy shit, he's really doing a good job fighting him. I got to get in there. So I flew up there, started attacking him. We got him down to, like, fucking 30% or something like that. It was crazy. But he eventually died, and so did I. So good effort, but they really need to. It's weird too, because there's eight people, but I think the killer's just really powerful.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
I don't even think it needs like a huge adjustment. I just think there should be some minor tweaks.
Slight. Add something to put. Because theoretically, you're like eight people spread out. That's got to be hard for the dude to find. But
you're also eight like humans, quote unquote, versus like you're not Goku, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're fighting temporarily Goku, basically. Like, so.
But yeah, the idea of like eight people spread out, taking care of everything. But this dude's like getting around quickly and he kills you like almost instantly. Like he'll hit you once, you fall down, then he'll fly back. And I played as killer too, and it's really easy to kill the humans, which it should be.
Yeah, it makes you play it in the tutorial, which is another part I'll bring up in a moment. But and yeah, you murder things.
Yep.
So
I played a couple of matches against real people, and it was really easy to kill them. It was a little unbalanced feeling.
Yeah.
But for the record, I did win two matches when I played with randos at one point. But that's it.
Yeah, I don't want a single match.
We never won.
Yeah, it was insane.
I chalk it up to all the new people playing on PlayStation Plus. Somebody's probably playing Killer who was like brand fucking new. And that's how we won. Because otherwise, like, yeah, it didn't seem like anyone was particularly like very good when when we did win. So,
yeah. So as far as like, starting up the game or whatever, the game forces you to do a tutorial, which is probably a good thing because the game is kind of confusing at first, and even with the tutorial that does a very piss poor job of teaching you how to play the game.
Dude, it's so weird. Like I already said, I just talked about the tutorial real fast. I went into this game not knowing what it was at all. I went through the tutorial following the story and walking around breaking boxes and stuff, and I'm like, is this a third person action game? Well, like what kind of game am I playing here? And it go through the whole tutorial, and then it forces you to play a match as the humans, and it forces you after that to play a match as the killers.
Yeah.
Or the killer. I got into the match, the first match where it's teaching you how to play the game itself after the tutorial, and I'm running around, I'm like, what kind of game is this? And then like I start running, I'm like, is this Dead by Daylight? What the hell is that? Like the game is very, and I'm sure if I did my research before I would know a little bit, but like the tutorial doesn't even present to you what kind of game you're getting into, really. It just tells you a couple of the mechanics you're going to need to know. And then it throws you in matches. And you're like, oh, okay. This is weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And then, like, I still ended up having to just learn by playing. Like, so the tutorial was useless, and it forces you to do it. And it's long. It's not short.
Yeah, we had four people playing with us that we knew, and we were like collectively exchanging information we were figuring out as we were playing to learn the game. So definitely a flaw in its teaching you the game, and it tells you go into the menu and you can read all about the shit. I'm like, I don't want to do that to learn a game. It's 2023 whenever this game came out. I'm sure it came out recently, and don't expect me to read a fucking manual at this point, like to learn the ins and outs of the game.
Yeah,
make a better tutorial, which is one of the things I'm going to discuss when I talk about the game in terms of a lack of effort, I guess, on this game's part or the devs.
Well, I mean, I just got to throw it out there. This game is definitely not a priority project. It feels like something they had an idea, they were able to like get someone to write them a check, and they just went ahead and did it.
I feel like they put it out there to see if people would be into it.
Sure. And
you guys like this?
And not to talk about my opinion and towards the end of this too much, but I think there is absolutely a market for a game there that could be there, but I do think there are some pretty big flaws too. So anyways, after the tutorial, you kind of get into this little hub area, and this is one thing a lot of Dragon Ball and just Shonen Jump games anyway in general have, which is this cool little hub area where you have shops, you can buy cosmetics or stat upgrades, you can do more, you can go back and customize your character, you can get more stuff to do that kind of stuff. The only problem I have with this game in comparison to a lot of other games is the hub is not multiplayer.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, such a missed opportunity. Like, why can't I hang out while I'm in queue with people?
Yeah, and speaking on that, queue times are really bad, especially with more people you have, which is weird to me, because I feel like if you're filling up most of the party...
Plugging in people would be easy.
Yeah, but it also might be the Dead by Daylight problem before they fixed it, where more people are playing Survivor than there are people playing Killer, so you're waiting for a Killer to show up. But there was one time where we were waiting, I think 13 or 14 minutes, and we're waiting, it's getting ready to connect, and then it disconnected all of us. Which we had disconnects a lot.
Yes.
Where one person would get disconnected and then all of a sudden the other two who weren't hosted got disconnected.
Yeah, there was no consistency to it. It was all over the place.
So huge queue times to get into matches. Disconnects happening regularly in parties when I played solo. I didn't have any issues like that really. And going back to your point, you're just hanging out in a hub for 13 minutes to get disconnected by yourself.
Yeah, and you can only do some shopping.
Yeah, like, and there's emotes and stuff.
Also, you can't gotcha in a party.
Yeah, yeah, it's really weird. You can do everything else. That you can buy customization stuff. You can tweak your abilities and change up stuff on your character, but you can't do the gotcha stuff.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't understand it at all. So, really weird design choice there. I really would have liked a hub where I could just mess around with social features while in queue. It would make it feel... a lot less tedious to queue up for things in the game.
Some really easy improvements if they really want to make this game like competitive with the other games in the genre, which this is the only game in that genre that's not horror based.
Some Breath of Life.
Social hub. You should be able to see people and hang out, especially if you're waiting. Fix the queue times, whether that's through networking or through incentivizing people to play the killer. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah. And then, full functionality of the hub or none at all while you're queued. Like, I don't get why you can do some of it and not the other parts of it. So, some pretty simple things you do. And then balance killer, of course.
So after all that, getting into the game, the actual like flow of the game, once you know what you're doing, I actually think is pretty fun. I kind of like that you're searching for the keys to get these points set up. There's some danger in being out in the open while you're activating these points. When all the points are active, the main objective becomes available. And this is kind of the win or lose part of the battle at this point. The killer, or I'm going to call him the killer, but the killer is going to know where you're at this point. And the whole group basically kind of needs to like show up. And people got to play defense while the people are like just standing there locked in place waiting for the progress bar to go up, basically. And it's stressful. And we had like one match where like there was a flow going where we almost won. Almost. And then we all just died.
Just to throw out there, though, and I mentioned this in the intro a bit, but you can escape without completing the main objective.
Yeah.
You do leave people behind.
You still lose, though.
It doesn't count as a technical win, but you do escape. So there is ways to do that. You'll see it in my footage. I think both clips are parts where I escape, so you could see how that works. We never fully like got everybody out.
Yeah. Because effectively what happens is if you don't activate the main time machine, you activate another one where you bail, but the villain still destroys the planet from that timeline.
Yeah, it's basically Trunks escaped his past or his dimension where everybody died.
To try to save another.
Exactly. So you're doing that. Yeah, you're making it to the next dimension, but you didn't save everybody.
But versus you can save your planet or the planet you zone into or whatever. So, which is the whole concept of the game. The story was,
which I'm just going to throw out there with the amount of criticisms I have for this game, which I'll get into. I guess we've already talked to him about him quite a bit, but the game's super creative. Like it gets an A from me in terms of its creativity, that it was bold enough to be like, you know what type of game Dragon Ball doesn't have? A Dead by Daylight style game. And it's like, that's weird you thought of that, because nobody else has thought to make a DBD style.
One, I like the concept of not being one of like, you know, effectively the godly people in the world. You're just,
it's,
you know, Joe.
I feel like whoever
John Smith or whatever.
I feel like whoever dreamt this game up was high as fuck.
well, that's fine.
They're like, you know what? You know what they haven't done with this brand is Dead by Daylight. But
yeah.
And then they got really creative with like how that works with the lore, how that you're going to play a Dragon Ball game where you don't play as Goku or something. Like it's kind of crazy that someone even thought of that. So really bizarre.
Yeah. And yeah, and so, you know, even on that, I think conceptually the game is a good idea.
Interesting,
the,
for sure.
The graphics could be better, but that's not a game killer for me.
Yeah. I do think it is one aspect of many that show that this game was not a priority for them, though.
For sure.
Because, the graphics aren't good, but it's fine because it's cartoony looking, and I love my character's design that I designed.
Yeah, the character stuff's good.
Yeah, I love the way my guy looks. He's like, I wish I could have him in another game. Because, I'm not going to come back and play this game, probably. But between the graphics not being great, but also movement's fucking weird.
It is weird
feeling. I've never played a game ever that's a third-person action game, third-person whatever you want to call it, where, and you got to play the game to, hopefully in the video you can see it, but in a typical game, you use the left stick to run forward. You guys all know, you guys are all gamers. And then right stick to look around. And then if you press left forward or right forward on the left stick, you're going to strafe while running left and right, but the camera's going to keep you centered. In this game, your character runs to the left of your screen or the right of your screen.
And
And then you rotate the camera, but your character still stays in the part of the screen you've walked to.
Yeah, the positioning is weird.
So it almost feels like a platformy third or like a 2D perspective isometric like Mario game where you're running around on your screen, but you also can move your camera. It's really weird. I've never played a third person action game
or shooter. It seems anything. Unnecessary
for sure. Yeah, I don't know why they chose to do that.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to add anything to the gameplay.
Yeah.
So I don't know why it doesn't control like a traditional third person game.
Yeah. Though one thing I do to try to throw some more positives out there about the game, because I don't think the game's completely garbage. I just think
I should love this game.
There's just a lot of misses, I think. Mm-hmm. I like the idea that there's also just survivors on this planet, and if you're the killer, you know, ideally you're, you know, when you first start the game, you're gonna be Cell until you unlock other villains. But he absorbs, you know, things obviously to become more and more powerful, and versus like the others, they kill them to become more and more powerful. But that doesn't have to be a player. It can be an NPC, but also the players can save the NPCs and then they get a boost to their ability to potentially become temporarily one of the heroes, or you can get a Dragon Ball, which you can find all seven, go to a podium and summon the dragon. We got close like twice.
Yeah, the problem is somebody will be carrying like five of them and another person will be carrying like one, and
there's no like way to be like, hey, give me the Dragon Balls, or here, take the Dragon Balls.
Yeah, so sometimes people, like, I'll be carrying like one and some guy will run to me and just drop it at my feet and I pick it up. I'm like, okay. But one time we had somebody with five, and then somebody had two, and they're getting ready to meet up or something, and then Cell killed the guy with the two and took the two. And we're like, well, we're not getting those back.
Dude, Scream had six at one point.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got close. The whole game, we got close with a lot of things.
Yeah. So, we didn't really get to experience that. So, I don't know what it does. It was probably in the tutorial it was trying to get me to read instead of participate in. But, yeah. Yeah. Just like, you know, it's just another little layer of something you could do in the game. And I thought it was kind of cool. It's just going to be a weird example, but it kind of reminds me of like, you're playing a MOBA and there's the person doing jungle stuff instead of just like doing the lane stuff. So
yeah,
you could have someone who's just on Dragon Ball duty if you were playing cooperatively with seven other people, which would be a hard task for a lot of people, I think. So so yeah, maybe a ping system of some sort and some like shortcut like things that your characters can say to maybe communicate stuff like that, I think would probably do the game some good as well. Unless it's in the game and I just completely missed it. Yeah. And then, yeah, balance issues is the, like, honestly, my biggest complaint in the game outside of the cues is the balance.
Yep.
I could probably put up with all the other jank, but the balance is like so bad.
Yeah.
So, and it made me like, I was still, you know, I wasn't like getting frustrated or anything, but I just got to a point where I was just like, I can't take this seriously because like the chance of us winning is like an is going to be pure accident.
And that's another huge problem with the queue times. And this is during a PlayStation Plus release of the game, so there should be more people playing than normal. You can't practice and get better at a game if you're barely playing it. Like, it took, you know, every interval between matches, it's like taking like 15 minutes. I remember the first like hour we played, I think we had played like one match in that hour, just because of like disconnects and waiting to connect or whatever. And so like, we're not really getting, it's like, if you're barely ever getting to a match in Call of Duty, you're not going to be able to learn the map. You're not going to be able to learn the guns very well, all that kind of shit. And so like, it took like a long time to start getting the hang of things in that game. So it's a big problem.
Well, and I think a solution to that would be to maybe implement bot support. And then
I think it did have bot support.
Well, I know it has bots in the tutorial, but I don't think there's bots when you're playing.
I think there are some characters that have some questionable names. Let us know in the comments if you know for sure.
Well, that doesn't excuse the queue then.
Yeah.
That being said, it should also offer a join in session option that you have to opt into, I would say, to join a game in progress. It would speed up queue times if some people were selecting that option. So
yeah, they got to figure that out, but I don't think they will, because this game doesn't seem like it's a priority for them.
Oh, I think it's dead. And yeah. I don't mean like necessarily player base wise. I mean like development wise. I don't think they care. So
yeah.
Which is too bad. I hope they take another swing at it. I hope they put a little more effort into another one, because I think there's potential.
Yep.
And it has kind of opened my eyes to the fact that if there was other games like this that weren't horror themed, I might be curious, because I did, within all that jankiness, find some level of entertainment while playing. So, but that's pretty much my opinions.
Yeah, the genre is a lot of fun. That's why I play, you know.
I like watching a lot of them, like DVD, for example. Yep. I've said that a million times on this channel. But
I think the formula of that genre is just really smart, because it's simple, but there's a lot of plays that you can do. Well,
the cat and mouse game of it is fun. So.
Yeah. Okay, so I pretty much have already been chiming in this whole time, but basically the game doesn't look great, but that's fine. Controls are weird and wonky. But not unplayable. The concept is super bold and surprising and creative, and something I would not expect nor ever think that I would want this from the Dragon Ball property. But when playing it, you know, me and Cody really liked Dead by Daylight. We even talked to him after he played. He's like, yeah, I hopped back into it, because I was trying to, like, you know, get into it or whatever, because it's kind of fun. I'm like, yeah, I kind of agree. Like, I feel like if they did this correctly, if they really put some effort into it, this could be more than just an idea to play with, and could have been something that, I mean, they have a great brand behind the game. If they put a little more work into it, I think it could compete. So, yeah, by all rights, this game should be for me. But yeah, like we were talked about, balance doesn't feel right. Every match we played always felt like we were definitely going to lose, which sucks, because that really incentivizes people to just bail when they can, because they're just trying to escape and
get the max XP. Yeah.
But the outside of getting wrecked so easily as a human, I do like the gameplay loop of spawning, running around with 7 other players, which is really crazy for a co-op game, or asymmetric multiplayer game. And I like to run around looking for loot, finding stuff, going, oh, fuck yeah, like, this is, you know, I didn't find this last round. And just, you know, slowly chipping away at the objective. I mean, it's pretty fun for the most part, but just a lot of things kind of get in the way of the game fully feeling fulfilled in what it's trying to be. I did play the killer a couple times, and that is also pretty fun. You definitely feel more empowered as that, because you can just go around and kill everything and win. But I typically like playing Survivor in these kind of games. So, and it was still kind of fun, but could be better. The game's got a decent variety of maps. They're all pretty big and kind of set up like a battle royale. It's got a good amount of villains. And if this game did well, I could imagine, because they have a huge roster of dudes, they could add, would be cool to see them do that. But I don't think this game will have legs, which is kind of a shame. I think Frieza starts as Nappa, right? His early stage.
I think he just starts as Frieza.
Is he Frieza?
Yeah, just who the really short one that hangs out in the chair, though. I don't know if he's in the chair in that
Somebody starts out as
Vegeta shows up. He's one of the villains you pick, and Nappa being first would make sense for that.
Well, no, it goes from Nappa to Ginyu. I thought that was Frieza, but I don't know. Anyway, I thought that was kind of creative the way they did that.
I don't know, because Frieza has like 4, 5, 6, 12 forms himself. So
yeah, but you don't go through all those in that match. Because I think there's 4 phases or 3 phases. I don't remember.
Yeah, I just remember I died to one of his middle phases where he like looks like a
xenomorph,
rejected. He's got football that player,
stupid long face. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, who am I thinking of? I don't know. I don't remember. But it's creative. It's cool. So, yeah, this game really feels like something I should be really into, but it does feel like it's a miss. So when I do grade this, understand that I do think that this game could have been really great, and there is elements to it I think are really fun, but it's held back by the lack of dedication, the devs. And the devs might be great or whatever, but it really, sure, really feels like they didn't have the time and resources to really make this game into something special, and they might not even have wanted to. It really does feel like it's an experiment to see if they could hook people. But because of the lack of dedication to it, I don't think you can hook people to it unless you're really dedicated to the idea of a Dragon Ball Dead by Daylight game with gotcha stuff. So
they took like Elden Ring's lunch money for the day and like made a game out of it.
Yeah, just to see if someone would be into it. So it's kind of a shame, because it is a really cool idea that I think could have been a lot better. And hopefully they'll make a sequel where they put more time and effort into it, because I do think there is something here, but they just missed.
Also, random thought, and I don't know logistically how they would do this with all the licensing and stuff, but you know, they could expand it even further than Dragon Ball and just make it Shonen Jump.
Yeah, this showed me that genre roster doesn't have to be a horror genre. Yeah. I never thought about this until I played this game. And I was like, you can just have some powerful villain who's taking people out. Like, it's, you can just have like, I don't know what other brands they have, but like Naruto, the Breakers or something like that. Like, you can just like have that brand move over and over and over, have different scenarios, different lores of a similar situation where there's a, you know, some kind of villain and yeah, do similar stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah. I was just thinking in general, just like Shonen Jump, just in general. So like all of them mixed together, cause you'd have a ton of villains, a ton of maps and a ton of heroes at that point.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah, if they want to really compete with like
a little big, I think though
Dead by Daylight, they could definitely do that. But yeah, overall a decent enough experience, but it's held back by a lot. Specifically, yeah, balance and queue times. The queue times is a really big problem.
Those are two problems.
I spend way too much time by myself, not being able to do the gacha stuff. So,
yeah, which is weird because they can make real money that way, and they're making it harder for you.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It's just not good design. So yeah, we talked a while for that, yes, on that. So we'll jump into recommendations. I would say if you like Dragon Ball as a brand, definitely, and you haven't played this, check it out. I think you'll be able to appreciate it because it's really weird, but it kind of works, kind of. If you like asymmetric Dead by Daylight style games, and you haven't played this, you might not know it is one of those games, so I would recommend you check it out. If you like loosely battle royales, but it's not really a battle royale,
super loosely,
maybe look into it. You might be able to appreciate some of the stuff it brings to it, similarly to like Evil Dead. The game has some battle royale influence to it, but it's not a battle royale game. Yeah,
I've had to play a lot of these types of games recently.
Yeah. Evil Dead, the game is really good. Asymmetric game as well. But support for that has ended. So, because apparently it's just hard to break into the genre.
Stop doing licensed products and you probably have a little easier time with that.
Yeah. So. Any other recommendations?
I mean, PvP, if you're into PvP games, that's what it is. So it's just not direct PvP, but you are versing. So
yeah.
You can fight, but unless you're just cracked, good luck. So
yeah, or you're working as a team and fighting, but even when you have like four people fighting
with bad communication systems,
it's still not going to go in your favor. So
yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
All right. We'll jump into grades. I'll grade it first. I'm going to give it a really regrettable, but I might be being unfair about this, but I feel confident in this. I'm going to give it a C minus. I thought about giving it a C, but I think it barely passes. I think it passes in concept, content, and its idea, but the delivery is not good. And the delivery is so poorly done that it makes me not want to play a game that I feel like I would want to play. And so I don't want to give it a D, but which would be so rare, but it's almost there because the game isn't broken, but it almost feels neglected in its delivery. So I'm going to give it a really light C minus that I feel like should be, if some things were worked out correctly, I would probably give this like a B minus B if it worked and played good enough. But yeah, it's too hindered by too many things. So
yeah. So by all rights, I should be giving, I feel like I should be giving this game a D plus. But I do want to reward them for the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and say C minus as well. I think it's very barely though. I do think it is basically a D plus. The only reason, like I said, I'm going to C minus is yep. I do think conceptually it's a cool idea. And I did enjoy myself sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate stuff about it. Yeah. So it's hard for me to be like, yeah, it's,
but
barely passes, but
the problems it has generally would just be like, I wouldn't put hours into it. I'd be like, okay, I'm done, like instantly.
Yeah.
And I did play for hours. So
yeah.
And obviously there was something there. So
yeah,
I think it could be better though. Like I honestly would hope for them to make a better game, because I would probably play it, to be honest. So
yeah, agreed. Anything else?
No.
All right, let us know in the comments what you guys think about Dragon Ball The Breakers. Did you play it? Did you not play it? If you didn't play it, why didn't you play it? If you did play it, what did you think of it? What were some of the highlights? What were the things you liked about it? Did you like all of it? Did you dislike it? Is there things about it you also didn't like? Are you kind of, well, not even mixed, are you kind of in our ballpark where you appreciate it but you can't let certain things slide? And what do you think about its gachapon mechanics, its gameplay, its influences? And answer Chevy's question if you feel like it. Is there other Dead by Daylight style games out there that are not horror themed, or maybe some we should know about? I know there's some weird one coming out where you play as like rats or rabbits or something like that in this like nightmare world. So that seems kind of interesting. Let us know everything you think about in the comments below when it comes to Dragon Ball The Breakers. All right, the next game we played this month was Alien Fire Team Elite. If you didn't get a chance to play Alien Fire Team Elite, it is a up to 3-player cooperative Alien Fire Team Elite experience where you play as different classes, unlock different guns, upgrade basically your character through a very interesting Diablo inventory style perk system. Play through levels where you fight against xenomorphs and many other types of enemy types. I think it has, the base game, I think has 4 chapters. Each chapter has 3 levels to go through with different difficulties. And it's basically similar to like your Left 4 Deads, your World War Z's, stuff like that, where you are just trying to make it from the beginning of the map to the end of the map, finding health packs, maintaining ammo, using your perks, and surviving Xenomorphs, the dream of anybody who watched Alien or Aliens when they were younger. We both played it, and I'll go first this time. I basically played this on console just to see what it felt like, because prior to this month, I had put about 60 to 65 hours into the game already on Steam. I've beaten it. I've beaten it many times, multiple times. I have leveled almost every class to the max level. I think I have three classes left that are level 5. I think 8's the max. Level 5, level like 6, and a level 4. So they're on their way, but the rest of the classes are all completely maxed out. So I've played this game quite a bit. I'm very familiar with it. So I think it plays good on console. I was surprised at how intuitive the controls were, how tight the aiming felt, how smooth the game played. I enjoyed that aspect of that. Otherwise, it's basically the same experience that I've been experiencing on PC, which is a compliment. It feels the same outside of the controls. But if you're used to a controller, it's not going to be an issue. Let's see. So I played through the first chapter on console, and it's a fun gameplay loop. One thing I enjoy about the genre in general is the teamwork. And I think this game does a good job at that. You are playing different classes that have different specialties. You have a healing type class. You have a lot of assault type classes. You have some recon style classes, and you are working together to look out for ammo, use health packs, heal each other. And it does do a good job at giving you the aliens experience, where you're walking down hallways and vents are blowing out and you don't know if it's a xenomorph coming out or if it's just air or whatever, steam. It does a good job on kind of keeping that tension going. Combat is good. It feels great. I think I was mostly playing, I forgot the name of the class, but it's basically like the assault class. He has like missiles he can shoot out and just hit a bunch of enemies at once, which is really nice. One thing I kind of wish this game had that like World War Z has is enemy density. It does feel like you're fighting like 4 to 5 xenomorphs at a time, and then you'll kill them and more will keep coming out. So you're getting constant things to shoot at, but I think it'd be a lot more fun if you had like a lot coming at you at once, because World War Z does that with zombies and they do it really well. And when you play, an alien game, you're hoping for that aliens feel where you're just unloading at a bunch of xenomorphs. The game's got plenty of content. Like I said, let's see, I can't remember off the top of my head, but there's at least 6 or 7 classes in the game. Every class can be leveled to rank 8. When you rank up, you expand your perk window, which is basically set up like a inventory screen from Diablo, where every perk is like one square, 2 squares, 3 squares long, and then you can rotate to them. And then certain perks have to connect to other perks, so you have to start strategizing how you build out your character. I think it's really creative and it's really satisfying, especially as you progress and get more and more room on there. You can start getting really intricate and start tweaking certain things. I also like that when you max out your characters and unlock their class specific perks, a lot of those become available to the other classes. So there's a reason why you want to level through all the classes to get all the perks to start really
fine tuning
and really getting into your builds. So I really like, if there's one thing that's like my favorite thing about this game, I think it's the perk system. The gameplay is fun. The game's a blast. I really like this game. Like I said, I had like 60 hours in already after I played this on console for a little bit. I went over and played on PC, and this game's got cross play, which is fucking great. And so I was able to play my character on PC while you played on PS5. And, I think I put like 12 or 14 hours into it this month, on like PC, put multiple hours into it on PS5. So I still had plenty to do, but But yeah, there's just a lot of content to work towards, which is really good. Also nice to see that since I last played, they've added a lot of free new content, new class. I forgot what the fuck it's called. It's not the Phalanx. That was the last class they added.
I'm not going to be able to give you any names of anything.
I can't remember it. But they added a new class. And then also there's a Pathogen DLC that I bought on PC. But I'm not going to talk about that here because that was an offer and I didn't play it on console. So wouldn't be fair to discuss that. But just saying, it's cool if you're looking into wanting to play this game even more than the base game. Yeah, this game's just a really, really solid cooperative shooter. And it is part of, oddly enough, one of my favorite genres. I really like cooperative shooters where you have to work together and shoot your way through maps. I was a huge fan of Left 4 Dead, Left 4 Dead 2. I love World War Z. I think you just picked that up. So I'm really excited about that because I still have so much to do in that game. And it's just, I think, a really solid attempt at entering that genre. I hope it did well, and I hope people played it this month on PlayStation Plus, because this is a game that I would really like to see them either continue supporting, which I think would be the smart move, or get a sequel, because it's a really, really solid entry. Shitload of cosmetics too, which is really cool to see. Way more than last time when I played. So they've been adding stuff. I also saw some holiday stuff in there, so that's cool to see. Plenty of maps to play with replayability and different difficulties. The game does definitely get harder as you up those difficulties. There's also enemies. I don't want to spoil too much because obviously you're expecting xenomorphs, but there are humanoid type enemies you fight that shoot back. So the game goes from Left 4 Dead unloading at things coming at you to a cover shooter. So there's a good variety in combat scenarios, which I think is also a strength of this game. The abilities are just super satisfying. The weapons, there's a bunch of weapons in this game. I forgot how many weapons they had in this game. And team synergy is a lot of fun as well. I'm mostly curious about what you thought of it, but I really like this game. I liked it before I played it this month. I liked playing it. I loved having a reason to come back and play it. I loved having a reason to get you to play it, because these type of games, I'm always like, I feel like Chevy likes this genre, but he doesn't play it much. I
played L4D2 with you guys.
Yeah.
So,
and Remnant 2 is not quite this genre, but it is a game where, you know, you're playing co-op and shooting through a bunch of enemies and trying to get to the end, but it's not quite that. It's more akin to a Dark Souls style game. It's a
Souls / Diablo style. Not Diablo. It's not really a lot of loot.
Well, Souls, because the loot is unique and
at
specific points.
But definitely a different game. But
yeah. But kind of akin in terms of, like, you go to a hub, you get together, you got different abilities, you kind of go through and shoot stuff. I think a little deeper. Loved returning to it, and I would definitely continue playing this game.
Yeah. So I do have a small history with types of games like this, or these types of games as well. It's just they're very much co-op games, in my opinion. And so the prospect of playing them by myself is not there. And so if I'm not, if I am in the mood to play it, you know, for example, I have to rely on other people to be in the mood, and I don't really like playing games with strangers. So makes it hard for me to get into them, but I do enjoy the genre, so to speak, though I am glad we have moved forward from Left 4 Dead in the regards of having stuff to actually, like, work towards, because I don't think I could just sit there and shoot things for no rewards anymore, which is sad to say, but it's just the truth. So
I struggle with that myself. The game better be, like, really fun.
Yeah. That being said, I do think this game is a fun take on the genre. I like that there are multiple classes, cosmetics, and weapons and stuff like that. I think they handle it pretty well. I can't speak too much on combat because, just plainly speaking, I suck with a controller. Plain and simple, not my comfort zone. I hate it. Which is probably not what you want to hear in Plus Club. The game plays great. It is a skill issue. It's me. So
it plays how it should play.
Yes.
Like, the shoulder buttons are, you know, your abilities and your aiming and shooting, and the controlling feels tight, and like all the face buttons, like, you know, do exactly what you think they do. Like they mapped it out the way they should.
Sure. And my biggest problem I was running into is I could tell I could not compete reaction time with you guys. I'd go to shoot at something and it'd be dead by the time a cursor got there. Yeah. So I was just like, okay, I'm just going to play massively supportive, because I just don't know. I can't contribute really outside of this, except for in defense situations where I don't have to try to beat you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, is not really what I'm going for there. But, you know, I can't be snappy when we're running gunning, because I just can't function.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But that being said, I do think it's fun. I like the idea. We almost beat it, I think, in that one play session. So obviously I hung out for it. I like, without spoiling anything, but it does just kind of explore pretty much anything you would expect from the universe of Alien. I'll just put it that way.
Prometheus. Yeah, everything.
Yeah. And that was neat to see, because I went in the game pretty much blind. I knew what kind of game it was, but that was about it. I didn't realize we were going to see anything outside of Xenomorphs. And so we started seeing tons of different enemy types later, I was like, oh, interesting. They actually put a lot of thought into expanding what we're going to fight. Because honestly, what I was expecting was Xenomorph fast and squishy, Xenomorph slow and tanky, Xenomorph stays back and spits at you. And that's just what I expected the roster to be.
Yeah, we got to beat it too, because the finale has some interesting stuff as well. But you can really tell that they're like, look, we got the Alien brand to make this game. We don't know if we're going to make a sequel or not. Let's just explore as much of this property as we can. And I think they do it in a really good way, because every chapter feels different and the enemy types change quite a bit. And, you know, at one moment, like I said before, you're fighting fast running xenomorphs. They're climbing on walls like that. And then the next minute you're in shootouts with dudes who are shooting from across the map. And sometimes you're fighting both of them at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, true. You know, among other scenarios that end up happening. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's fun. And there is a point to, outside of just the fun part, you level and there's multiple classes. And like you said, that it can turn into, you know, cross class unlocking and just kind of making the build, you mm-hmm. know, for your play style, which I always appreciate having goals like that in games. So
also something I didn't mention too, that I think is really neat, is every single gun in the game, you either unlock by playing through the game or you buy it through the in-game currency. There's a lot of guns, and every single gun has attachments that you can buy or unlock. As you play, you'll randomly unlock attachments for specific guns, or you can go to a store and start buying the attachments you're looking for. Some stuff you can only get by playing through. Some stuff you can only get in the store. But every single gun, I think, has 4 levels. And the more you use that gun, you level. And these guns have natural perks and natural stats that will increase as passives, you play them. Yeah, passive. So it's like plus 25% to accuracy, fire rate, stuff like that. So you can start looking at that, and you can start looking at all the attachments you've unlocked and start really pushing into certain stats, or balancing it out. Well, this thing's already good at accuracy, so I'm starting putting stuff into clip size or stuff like that. So it's not just your character that's leveling up and getting all these perks and getting stronger, but also your guns do as well. So there's a lot to do in the game.
Yeah. The only other point I have to bring up is the crossplay just works.
Yep.
It was no issue at all. I was able to, thanks to Discord just being integrated in everything, just join a Discord call through my PlayStation and play with them on PC. So
yeah, completely smooth, seamless, no problems.
Zero issues. We had some disconnects, but those were home network problems, not game problems. So,
yeah, I forgot about that.
100% smooth experience with zero complaints outside of just skill problems. So I don't really have a lot to add. I just kind of agree with everything else you said. So.
Yeah. Short and simple. I like how with Dragon Ball, we spent 40 minutes talking about it, because there's so much nuance to that game and what to discuss. But this game is just it's assault.
It just works.
Yeah. you want to shoot xenomorphs and unlock things and level up. Yeah. That's this game. So with that, recommendations?
Sure.
You got more to say?
No, recommendations, fine.
Okay.
I would say if you I don't know what the genre is called, Horde games, Left 4 Dead style games, Back for Blood,
Horde Shooters. World War Z. I don't know what
I don't know what the genre is called.
Yeah.
If you like this kind of games, I would say try it out. It's definitely a solid one and has, like you've brought up a couple times now, things to strive for, other than just beating level and finding a gnome and getting achievement for gnome.
True.
Yeah, if you like three-player co-op games with build synergies, I would say to check it out. It definitely is pretty good about that. I kind of didn't really talk about what I played, but I played the, I guess it would be kind of like an engineer-style class with like turrets and stuff like that.
Yep.
And there's modifications and stuff for that. So I was able to kind of make it slower but hit harder as an example. So when we were doing defense, I could rely on it to kill things and spend less time over there, and I could be over here instead. So
I played all the classes, but the one I really focused on when we played together was the newest one with the laser that just shoots and it should. So
yeah, and there's a lot of toys to play with.
One thing I wanted to add real quick to also give this game another boost in just doing the game right is it has bot support. So you don't have to play with randos.
Yeah.
The bots aren't the smartest, but they'll kill shit. They're really good at just like getting you back up and murdering shit. So
I think one took over for Sarah on a disconnect.
Yeah, if someone disconnects, it'll just take over with a bot, and vice versa. So actually we weren't able to join mid match.
No, we just quit because we wanted to play together.
Yeah, I forgot about that. But yeah, bot support as well. So cross play, bot support, you don't have an excuse to not.
Yeah, all the things that we typically want in multiplayer games, it has. So
yeah.
Good on them. So I don't really know any. I guess, yeah, if you like the IP, but I don't know what other recommendations I can give.
I mean, yeah, if you like Aliens, you should definitely play this. If you like cooperative shooters, you should play it. If you like you already mentioned, games like Left 4 Dead, Vermintide, stuff like that, definitely play this. Dark Tide, World War Z. If you like games with classes that you can level up and really tinker around with builds, this one has a really, if this game has anything over like World War Z in terms of like the genre, I think it's class building can become, as you unlock more and more perks, really intricate, which I really like. So yeah, if that sounds interesting, I would definitely recommend it. If you like games that are challenging, the game on higher difficulties is a game that, you know, back in the day you play Halo, you want to play it on like, you know, well, fuck, I haven't played Halo in forever. Legendary. Yeah. If you like that whole experience, this game will definitely
turn some skulls on, get real stupid.
Yeah. Or even Left 4 Dead on the hardest setting. You know, you want that experience of like just getting through the fucking map and barely doing it. And you don't have enough ammo, don't have enough health packs. You got to really start, deciding, rationing them out, stuff like that. Definitely check this game out. If you like horde modes in games, I would recommend this game because not only does it have a horde mode that we didn't play, we should have checked that out. I've played in the past. I played one of them. They have like two of them now. And it's fun enough, but there are scenarios in this game where you have to get equipment and set it up, like mines and turrets and stuff like that, and you have to defend yourself for a while. So yeah, if you like, you know, Call of Duty Zombies, stuff like that, you're going to like this game. Yeah, I think that's about it. Anything else? Mm-mm. All right, I went first, so you grade it.
I don't really have any complaints, so I'm going to give it. I feel comfortable with an A-. It's a solid game. I'm not in love with it, but I would definitely play it. So.
Yeah, it's completely solid in its content and everything. Like, and it works. There's no problems. Like, it's one of those rare moments where it's like, this is exactly what I want it to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to give it an A- as well. I did think for a second B+, but I'm like, I didn't know.
I also thought for a second
B+. I thought about that, but, like, it just does what the hell it's supposed to do, which is great, with no fucking problems. And it's a lot of fun to play, and it offers what I want from a shooter. It's cooperative. It's got bot support. It's got cross play. It's got shit to unlock. It's got cosmetics. And it's Alien, and I love Alien. I love Xenomorph. So it's yeah. I do think it could be improved in a couple ways to get it up to an A. I think they wouldn't have to do a whole lot, but I do think movement is sometimes a little stiff feeling.
Turret placement's goofy sometimes.
Turret placement can be goofy sometimes. I do think the Xenomorph that leaps on you could be a little more creative, because sometimes you'll just be walking, you can hear him, and then you see his bulbous head just like right around the corner, and it's like, okay, they just kind of like randomly spawn him and he waits to jump on you. It's
Bloodborne, dude.
It's the fucking what's his nuts from Left 4 Dead, except for not as clever, and that's an older game. So that could be improved, but yeah. Very, very minor things that aren't even complaints. Just like that could be better. And that would bump it up to an A for sure. But yeah, A minus, easy. The game is fucking solid and a lot of fun. So
yeah.
All right, anything else?
Nope.
Let us know in the comments what you guys think about Alien Fireteam Elite. Did you play it? Did you not play it? If you didn't play it, why didn't you play it? And if you did play it, what did you think of it? What do you think of it as how it stacks up in the genre? What are some of your favorite features? Do you think there's enough content? Do you like just unloading into Xenomorphs? What's your favorite Alien game? Probably Isolation. That's what everybody says. That's
the Sega one, right?
Yeah. The one with the like adaptive AI.
Just your hiding constantly.
Xenomorph, yeah.
Yeah.
I never beat that, but I did play it and it was pretty neat. I should probably...
Too spoopy for me.
Sit down and play it. Because that one's going for like the Alien vibe, whereas like this is like Aliens for sure. We're just unloading.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me know what you think about the comments below when it comes to Alien Fireteam Elite.
All right,
last game we played this month was Mafia 2, which is the sequel to Mafia, which is great because we actually played Mafia, whatever the remastered or remake
definitive edition.
I think it's a remake completely.
I think so. I think this is a remaster.
This is a remaster. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because the other one's on the newer engine.
Yeah, that's like the newest Mafia, It's the original. And which is great because the original Mafia needed to be updated. Anyway, I digress. This is the sequel to that one, in which you play as a dude named Vito around World War II. Basically, it's a... His name's Vito, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, so you play as this dude, Vito, I believe, coming back from World War II. Basically, it chronicles his life over... I think years, where he is working his way up through the Mafia, basically. There's a lot of different events that happen. This, like the original Mafia, is a more, oddly enough, linear open world game that's very story heavy. The open world is basically the setting and backdrop to the story that plays out. It's all chaptered. And yeah, it's a third person shooter. You drive around the city, you do missions, you use, guns, shotguns, Tommy guns, stuff like that. It doesn't really have a whole lot of activities to do like you expect from a game in this genre. It is all about the story, and tells a pretty interesting story. Last thing I'll say real quick before we go into impressions, still very impressive to me that this game has a city that takes place in different years and seasons, where not only does the environment change in terms of like weather, but also all the vehicles and style of people changes over time. Super fucking ambitious still to this day. But yeah, we both played it, and you're going first impression wise?
Yeah, this time.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Man, I wish I could like have a vivid memory of what I thought of the first game, because I know I liked it.
Didn't you beat it?
I don't know if I beat it. I think I got pretty close. Maybe I did
beat it. I thought you finished it. I thought you played right the hell through it.
Maybe I did. I honestly can't remember. Anyways, I don't feel so inclined to with this one, and that's not necessarily mean disliking the game. I just don't. This game doesn't have the same like draw for me for some reason. And I think it is mostly because I don't care about the characters in this game. They're kind of boring for me, like all of them. And not like that they're bad. I'm not trying to say that they're bad, but I think they're just a little too stereotypical. that I don't feel like they have any personality outside of like just copy pasta, like, or copy paste, whatever they're supposed to be, basically. So probably my biggest complaint. Other than that, I like the gameplay loop because thank you, it's a linear, you know, storyline, and I can just go through it. I also agree. I think the multiple seasons and years thing is an interesting take and ambitious, like that they even did that, especially because this is an older game, I believe.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So, yeah.
I was a little confused in the beginning of the game because the game's called Mafia, but you're just like a street rat for a long time.
You work your way up.
Yeah. And then you go through an event, which was a neat transition moment, though I feel like it went a little longer than it needed to. Really wanted to teach you hand-to-hand combat at that point in the game. And then...
which is weird because you already learned hand-to-hand combat earlier in the game. And then
it just gives you more.
And then it gets you into a fight. And then it's an excuse to teach you how to... It adds one feature to the hand-to-hand combat. I forgot the fuck
countering.
It was. Countering, yeah. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, and it just felt a little long, though it wasn't, like, bad. I feel like it could have been a little shorter because there's some fluff in there just to get you to do more fights, basically. And then you get to the next part, and we get to, without going too detailed, we fast forward a little bit time-wise, which is kind of a neat experience to go through because you kind of get the RP, you know, experience with the main character.
Yeah, the footage you guys are seeing is actually around the prison part into the part where you get out, and it might be spoilerish. I don't want to talk about that too much, but also I want to say this game has been out for a long time. So if you didn't play back in the day, maybe you played it for Plus Club to talk with us, but likely you probably aren't going to play it if you didn't play it already.
Yeah.
So spoilers, I guess.
This game, and I think the first game was similar, but the cars are very sensitive to damage.
I know. I think the cars are so much better in this, though, than the first Mafia. Driving in the first Mafia game was like almost a fucking chore.
I mean, I don't like it either.
Yeah, but you complained about it in the first. That's the only thing you really complained about in the original Mafia was you were saying that first off, you played a mission where something happened while driving and it completely fucked you over. You couldn't complete the mission.
Yeah, yeah.
And then secondly, there's this weird thing in the first Mafia where like there's sections that you can drive into and then a cutscene happens.
Mm.
And it's really, it kind of adds to the cinematic quality, but it's not very fun gameplay wise. This game doesn't have that.
Yeah. Well, I still have some complaints with the driving, and it's not, they're not heavy complaints. They're just, I noticed that if you breathe on your headlights too hard, they just explode. So, you know, I'm being a little extreme here, but it seemed like just the smallest amount of damage would just completely destroy a part of your car, and then you'd have to pay a lot to repair it. So it really punishes you for not driving properly. Also, anyone sitting in your passenger seat will literally complain every time you go through a red light, which I get people would probably do in real life. I mean, I'd probably yell at someone for doing it. A little annoying in a game.
I mean, one of the missions is like an old lady that needs a ride somewhere. And so, like, I drove like I would drive in real life and just not do anything crazy. But
I do appreciate the game has a limiter you can turn on that makes you not be able to go past the speed limit.
You can't go past 40.
Yeah. Well, that's the speed limit most places in the map. So,
no, it's for a game that encourages you to drive how you're supposed to, not just fly, and you can just fly around if you want, but there's certain missions where there's a lot of dialogue happening. It's supposed to be you know, a day in the life where they want you driving to the next location like a normal human being. You can just hit X while you're driving and it turns on a limiter where you can't go past 40. So it makes it really easy to control. Even your acceleration is slowed, but then you hit X again while you're even holding the accelerator and fucking be able to start taking off. So like a lot of times when I was playing, I would have that limiter on. And then like when I hit the freeway or something, or I saw a straight stretch, I would turn off for a second, fly down, and then I turn right back on.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a cool feature.
Yeah, no, and I used it a lot. So it very useful. I definitely appreciate that. Cause there are some missions too, where like, they really don't want you going fast. So, I think the cops, for the most part, were pretty okay. I also kind of like that they will remember your outfit and your car, and so it yep. encourages you to change, to lose them.
And they'll also arrest you unless you've been shooting people. Then they'll come after you. But if you just do like something simple, it'll be like they want to fine you. And so you just pull over. They walk up and they fine you, and you're like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
Or if it's an offense that's not worthy of them shooting at you, they'll arrest you, but you can bribe them to get out of it or just get arrested. So there's like a lot of levels and flavor to cop interactions, which is still impressive to me.
Yeah, and I thought that was good.
Yeah.
And the driving felt fine too. Like I said, my biggest complaint with the cars is just I feel like they're fragile.
Maybe I wasn't driving too crazy and not hitting a whole lot of things because I didn't really notice.
Yeah, I was getting impatient and just driving like a bat out of hell most of the time. But it's pretty unforgiving about taking damage.
One which, mission.
Go ahead. You know, it was a little more realistic, I suppose, but
yeah.
It's frustrating a little bit. So
yeah, I mean they all tried it out. Grand Theft Auto 4 was trying to be realistic with its boat cars. There's a mission where you have to rush around before midnight to different gas stations to sell these bonds or something like that. And that's the only mission where I was like really driving like a nutcase. Cause, at first I was just like looking at the mini map and on the outside of the mini map, it would show the direction where they're at, but the city is so intricate in its roadways that sometimes go to dead ends, that eventually I was like, wait, why don't I just like pause, look at the map and get an idea of like how many fucking blocks you need to drive
before
you
can take a right.
I didn't.
And then, yeah.
Eventually, I just like looked at the map and remembered and strove there directly.
Yeah, I can't do that. I get lost in the shoebox.
But I did try to feel it out at first by the mini map. And I was like, this isn't working. So eventually, I just like looked at the map and I'm like, okay, I'm on this road. Drive down 4 blocks, take a right, then take a left. And then that's how
it. Oh, yeah. No, I opened the map and said, set way mark.
Does it show a.
On the mini map, it'll show a line.
Okay. Because I could have swore it's either this or Mafia 3. One of the mafias, I'm pretty sure, has it so that the blinker will start blinking when you got a turn. Something like that. Yeah, I think so.
Interesting. Yeah, if it is doing that, I was not paying attention. I know when you had passengers, they would tell you to turn.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the most part, I would just set waymarks, and it would only on the minimap. It doesn't show up like in the gameplay part. It would give you just the direction to go. So that's just what I relied on for that mission. And the only reason I was driving like crazy on that one is because there's a timer, and that's just a stressful situation to be in at that point. You're like, if I'm going to get the best reward, I got to do this quick. You have plenty of time. Like, you don't have to drive that fast. You don't even have to hit all the gas stations. So, spoiler alert. Other than that, I think the way they were telling a story was good. I think they did a good job with that. I just wasn't really attaching myself to anyone very well. I was having a hard time caring.
That's funny. And obviously it's your opinion. And I haven't played Mafia 2 in a long time, but I remember playing because I played this when it came out back in the day.
Yeah.
And I played through the whole game. And I remember loving it. But I remember liking it more than Mafia's story. And the Mafia you played was the remake, so which was told really well. They did a really good job with that game. And it's oddly enough a newer game than Mafia 2 now.
Yeah.
which is really weird to think about. I remember when Mafia 2 came out, like everyone loved it. Everyone loved the story, all that stuff, and I remember loving the story and playing through it. I'm like, when does this pick up in terms of like the Mafia stuff? But me and you only got to basically the part where you're starting to get into
talking to them, basically
connections with Mafia and doing stuff for them, basically to start getting a way in. Mm-hmm. So I think you do have to invest the time to get the story rolling. Cause I remember vaguely, and I won't talk about it, but I remember the ending being really good.
Well, and that could obviously be the case. And I think it's worth noting for, those of you watching or listening, I did not beat the game. So this is an impression, basically, not a full review. So, I'll probably leave it. And so, I don't know when I'll get around to playing it again. We'll see. But I'll probably leave it installed just to, if I am in the mood for some reason to play it more. I would like for it to pick up and maybe get hook me is the word I'm looking for. Because I did enjoy the first one. But I do think, and maybe this one's just a really slow beginning. Maybe that's the problem. Because I do find the winter part of the game, to be honest with you, it's a little meh. And I'm barely out of that at this point, but I was running out of time to play the game. So it's just kind of the way it is.
One thing I appreciate too is I noticed this playing, the cars in the 40 segment, all feel kind of boat-like because they're older cars.
The era,
then yeah. You go to prison, you come out, and the cars drive faster and
look
control
nicer.
Better. Well, it,
subjective, look, subjective.
Yeah, but they drive faster and control better.
Yeah.
So I think it's intentional the way that they're doing that, because this game, it's funny because you look at it now and it's like, you know, it's an older game, but when this game came out, it was like revolutionary. It had, I think it was one of the first games ever that had, I think it was fucking PhysX back in the day. Physics that when bullets hit cars, the car would actually move from the impact of the bullets, stuff like that. Like that was never done in a game before, and still kind of isn't. Had like fire effects that had never been seen before, and like they put like so much time and effort into building the world and then the layers of the world, stuff like that. And so like it's just crazy even now playing it, because graphically, I think it still looks good, but it definitely looks dated. But I still see, you play a game that's older, you can still see like graphically it just doesn't hold up anymore, but you can still see the amount of effort they put into the game.
For sure.
Like you go back and play like Half-Life 2 still, and of course it's like not great looking, but you appreciate
it is potato, yeah.
How good it still looks, or like Doom 3, or you know, all these games that kind of have a stamp in like the Crysis being a game that was like the next step in graphics. And this was one of those games. And so I just appreciate that they even went out of their way to be so bold, more than even games nowadays, to like have a 1940 section, have a 1950 section, like, you know, really chronicle this dude's life.
Yeah.
And make multiple instances of the same city.
Oh, for sure. And I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think it's a neat touch, because the one of the first things I did notice once you got to, what is it, spring or whatever it is, all the cars were different. It even makes a comment on it when you go to drive the car. He's like, oh, you didn't forget how to drive while you were in prison. And cars are a bit different now, and that was just kind of neat. And you can still pull out your old cars because they've just been sitting in the garage this whole time too. So
I think that's one of the reasons, not to get into this discussion too much, but I think that's one of the reasons why Mafia 3 wasn't as well received, is because first off, it was set in an era where like it wasn't the Mafia people were looking for, but also the game was like cutscenes and then like open world and repetitive mission types.
Oh, yeah.
But didn't have the same fucking love and like detail, attention to the detail that the prior two games had. It felt like it was trying to maybe more compete with like Grand Theft Auto.
Probably.
And I think that's the biggest thing with the guys who make these games, is like they really got to stick with what the hell made Mafia really popular and loved by people, is like these really story intensive linearly structured mission types.
Right.
And then the attention to detail of the era, the world, and the characters, and all that stuff like that. Like, I think about that because when I was playing this, I was like, Mafia 3 doesn't even fucking touch this game. And that's a newer game than this. So it's, sorry, I was just thinking about that.
No, that's fine.
It's, crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to kind of wrap up because I've already kind of expressed, you know, the way I feel about most of it. I can't comment on the shooting too much because same problem with last game. Hand me a controller and I can't hit the broadside of a barn. So,
I do think this game has a pretty generous aim assist though.
Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it does. So, cause I was doing the typical, like, take cover, hit the aim button, like in someone's general direction to just get on their body real quick thing that a lot of games let you do. And it worked like 50% of the time. So,
yeah, a lot of times I found if you just aim and shot, you'd get that fucking headshot. But if you aim for just a millisecond too long, they would move out of the way of the cursor.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, overall, it was fine. I don't really have any like heavy complaints. I just, you know, it is a story game, and my attachment to the characters is non-existent, which is unfortunate, because otherwise, yeah, I'm enjoying myself. So.
Yeah. I have a biased attachment to this game already because, as I've expressed, I really loved this game when it came out. It's funny. I beat the game, and I remember even during that time, games that were in the same genre had things to do around the city and replayability, things to keep playing the game for. Mafia 2, when you beat it, it's done. And I remember beating it and going like, that was really good. I kind of felt like, you know, I beat like Uncharted or something. Not the same as like you beat Grand Theft Auto 5 and you're like, all right, I'm just going to keep exploring.
Time to go golfing now.
And yeah, go fuck shit up, blow things up, get more money, stuff like that. And Mafia 2, I was like, that was a good story. I'm done. And then I was like, I don't know if I'd ever play that again because there's not really a reason to, unless I was just kind of bored. It's been so long that when this came out on PlayStation Plus, it's like, oh, that'll be interesting to revisit. I think it's been long enough where I'm like, yeah, I'll play some of that again. And
that's how I am with Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, that makes sense. I played this for a while, and I really enjoyed myself. It's been so long that the game does start at, for a game that at one time, for me personally, you know, being there, seeing it being like a revolutionary game, seeing it now, you know, I'm looking, I'm like, oh man, it's gracefully aging, but it's aging for sure. But there's so many little things about it that I'm just like still so impressed with. And I've already kind of talked about it, but like just the details, just like I'm a big history buff, and like the way the city looks is just so like you're like transported to that era. They did such a good job designing the city and how it looks, all the shops, all the people walking around, all the cars. I really enjoy that. I think the story is interesting. I like that he basically got injured. And then while back, they're going to send him back to World War II. And they're like, you want to go overseas and die there? Or do you want to do some crime and make some money? And you know, he picks that option because why wouldn't he? And then some of that, you know, guy who's been in war, element to him kind of translates over to the whole mafia thing because he's not, afraid of killing people or, you know, hurting people.
He's not screaming.
Yeah. About it at all. I mean, well, there's that scene in the fucking prison where, that dude you've been having problems with, the Irish guy, you just kill him.
Yeah.
You box somebody, pulls a blade out, and you don't hesitate. You take it, you slice his throat and stab him. Yeah. And tell him to shut the fuck up, which is kind of weird. But, so yeah, he'll kill people. I also think it's interesting that there's like a prison arc. It is basically, it does go long, but I kind of like that because it sits in it, sits in the moment, kind of lets you experience that he was in prison for a while. And so I appreciate that, even though it's kind of a weird tutorial. It's also unafraid, and this is of the era, the actual era when this game came out, where people were less worried about offending people. The game talks in a authentic way of the actual era of like the 40s.
True.
Where people say some pretty fucked up shit. And, you know, even though I don't condone people speak like that, people still do, but sometimes. It happened. But people definitely did back then, especially with a big tensions and differences between, you know, different races of people, social, you know, situations, all that stuff. Yeah. And so like
history.
You see a lot of that when you're in the city talking, but when you go to prison, people really speak in very like segregated ways. Mm. And as somebody, like I said, who is into history, I like that unafraid approach of just being honest with how people were. It really does feel authentic. And I really, really just enjoy that the developers were like, look, dude, it's not pretty. People in the mafia murder people back in like the 40s and 50s, you know, racial stuff was like, you know, pretty fucking divided.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're in prison, they're all like separated by the races because they're sticking That's together. They're
still
being
true.
It's you know, it's just really interesting to see in a game.
Sure.
Going for that authenticity. Gameplay is fun. It's not all about the visual stuff, but I really enjoy the visual stuff. The gameplay is fun, even though, just like Mafia 1, it really takes its time to get you into. This isn't a shooter to be a shooter. It's like there's going to be situations where you got to have a gun, but before that, you got to go talk to people. You might have to box a dude out because there's no reason to kill this guy. All sorts of stuff like that. But then eventually, you know, shit goes awry. Now you got to pull out your pistol, Tommy gun, or whatever. You know, burn some cars, have a shootout. And I kind of like that pacing. It's refreshing still in a world where, you know, you're playing a shooter because you want to play a shooter. You want to shoot some shit and the game.
You mean where everything's hyperactive?
Yeah. And I'm not opposed to that. I've been playing RoboQuest, which is just basically a Quake roguelite. And I love that shit. But I do really kind of appreciate the storytelling approach that these guys have had with multiple games now. And Mafia 2 is definitely the pinnacle of that in terms of their ambition. The further you play into it, you know, I was impressed with the Mafia remake. I kind of want to keep, I feel like if I was going to continue playing this, I'd just download on PC again, because that's where I originally played it. The graphics would be definitely nicer. But yeah, it was really cool to revisit the game and kind of reintroduce myself to what made this game special in the first place. And I still think in 2023, it's still evident of how much work they put into this game, which is really cool to see. So yeah, definitely a solid experience and a game that I really appreciate. So
yeah.
Anything else? Mm-mm. All right, so let's jump into recommendations. Easy recommendations if you're into Mafia stuff at all. These are like the must-play Mafia games, I think. I don't think anyone else has done as good of a job as... I forgot who makes this. And what they've done with the Mafia games. There's a reason why people...
Publishers 2K, I think.
Once I hear the dev's name, I'd be like, that's it. Because I do know them. I just can't remember the name right now. But... they've done a fantastic job making a true Mafia story in a game. If you like Grand Theft Auto loosely, you should play these games, but don't expect, just like back in the day when people played Yakuza and they're pissed because it wasn't like Grand Theft Auto. This is a closer Grand Theft Auto than that is, but don't expect
That's
it.
Crazy.
Way back in the day when Yakuza first came out in the States, it didn't do well because people thought it was the Japanese Grand Theft Auto. And it's so not.
Man, imagine just like not looking into what you're buying.
Everybody thought it was Grand Theft Auto. Literally did not take off when it first came over here. Interesting. Then slowly,
and now it's beloved.
Slowly grew because people finally threw away that idea and were like, wait, just appreciate this for what the fuck it is. And same thing with Mafia. Like, you know, just expect more so a story centric game of like, you know, a Sony style. Storytelling. Sleeping Dogs was, had a story, but that, the big thing with that game was like the melee combat.
Yeah.
Which made it unique. If you like period pieces, games that take place in an era for their authenticity, even like oddly enough, Assassin's Creed or like Ubisoft games in general that kind of do historical stuff really well. You might appreciate this. Do you have anything?
Old school Americana and, the perspective of the lives of people who came over here from other countries, like, you know.
So history stuff.
Yeah, Ireland and Italy and stuff like that.
So, yeah.
Because it's obviously very front and center when you're talking about, like, you know, Mafia stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
third person shooters.
I mean, yeah, it's not going to be, you know, Resident Evil 4, but
this ain't the fucking Order 1886, all right? But if not, so not a third person shooter, but not
that's all it was. yeah, I mean, it is what it is, I think. I think it, you know, obviously borrows from a bunch of stuff, but it isn't those out either, so it's kind of. Story-based game that just kind of is open world.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, just don't expect like a bunch of random shit you can do. There's a couple things you can do, but it's not that kind of game. It's definitely not story.
Saints Row.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the opposite of Saints Row for sure in every way.
Yeah,
but yeah, basically that's it. It's pretty straightforward in what it is. So I would recommend all that. And yeah, jumping into grades, am I going first? Yeah, because I had impressions last. Mm-hmm. Man, back in the day, I feel like I probably would have gave this an A or A plus, but now playing it again on PlayStation 5, I'm going to give this experience a very, very strong A minus, which is two A minuses and one plus club. That's crazy.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I really enjoyed myself. I really appreciated this game, playing it again, and it made me want to play it again, just not on console. I would want to play this on PC, but yeah, had a good time.
Yeah, I'm going to, I think I'm going to give it a B minus, but I could be swayed to go higher depending on how the story goes. Because honestly, you know, that's what the game is for me anyways. It's a story focused game and it's just not doing it for me right now. And
yeah,
as much as like you could have an awesome ending, you have to hook people in the beginning too, and I just don't feel like it's done that. Fortunately, I'm a very patient person, so
yeah,
I was playing it anyways. So yeah, it's fine. I should say it's good. I just think it could be better, and maybe it is better, and I just haven't gotten there. So
B minus. Fair. All right, B minus, A minus. Let us know in the comments what do you guys think about Mafia 2 Definitive Edition, whatever the fuck it's called. Did you like? Did you not like it? Did you not play? If you didn't play it, why didn't you play it? If you did play it, what stood out to you? What are some of your favorite things about it? What are some criticisms of it, if you have any? Did you play this back in the day when it came out? How do you think of it in terms of how it translates from then to now? It's been out for a while now. What's your favorite Mafia? That's the question, because I know it's probably not Mafia 3. And God, I wish if they make... I know they're working on a Mafia right now that's codenamed Mafia Primordial. But I'm hoping they go back. It's just a code name. I hope they go back to traditional mafia stuff again.
Not gonna create the caveman mafia.
Yeah. Well, Far Cry fucking went back to caveman time. True. So I just don't know. I don't know what kind of mafia story you're telling. And there was no mafia back then. But maybe anyway. Yeah. Let's know everything you think about in the comments below when it comes to Mafia 2. But that's gonna do it for this episode of Plus Club for November. So always thank you for watching. Make sure to like and subscribe if you enjoy this episode. Make sure to check out our other episodes. Check us out on our socials and streams linked down below. Speaking of streams, we're going to be doing a stream soon for the Game Awards. Might do a test stream before that just to make sure everything's working correctly, because it's been a while since I've done a stream. So look forward to that. That'll be here on YouTube. We have a Discord link down below. You can talk to us anytime, all the time. We're on iTunes, Spotify, and the podcast platforms. If you prefer to listen to us in audio form, and we have a Patreon. If you'd like to support the channel more than liking, commenting, sharing, and subscribing, if you're brand new, I have a TikTok as well. If you'd like to watch my shorts that I will be uploading soon, I have a couple things I want to talk about. And if I can fit them, they will be on shorts here as well, because there is a 60-second cap. It's hard to translate to those over here, but I try and do my best. I've been Seth, and this has been Chevy. Thank you, Chevy, for joining me for this episode. Thank you guys for joining us for this as well. And until the next episode, have a good one, guys, and take it easy.